This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show and week two of the WHL season. Busy show ahead in moments. Manny Viveros is back in the WHL, head coach of the Spokane Chiefs. He comes into a win-now situation there after leading the Swifter Broncos to the 2018 Ed Chinook Cup. Everett Silvertip's got a big opening weekend for Bryce Kindop. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Mike Benton will catch up with him. There's been a flurry of big announcements this week. We'll take a look at some of those, as well as longtime WHL broadcaster Regan Bartel, honored by the BC Hockey Hall of Fame this summer. That story to close out the show. First up, Manny Viveros guiding the Spokane Chiefs this season in the U.S. division, back after a year on the Edmonton Oilers bench. It's a second WHL coaching gig after leading Swift Current to a WHL title.
Well, certainly I'm excited to have an opportunity to come back, be as a head coach, and whether it's in the Western Hockey League or anywhere else it is, it's an honor, especially to be in this league here, how good this league is, and I'm really excited, an opportunity to work in a different division. I spent, obviously, 2 years in the East Division, so I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to get to know the Western side of the Western Hockey League.
What have you been told as far as the difference in the two conferences? Because people talk about there being a difference here. Are you prepped at all? What to expect on this side?
Well, from my experience 2 years ago, just the physicality on the west side, I thought it was a lot more physical style of play, it's something that I've also seen in preseason also too, as far as the physicality and the speed. Not to say the East is not like that at all by any means. It's such a good league.
Let's talk about Spokane. I know you had 9 players at pro camps. I think you still have Ty Smith away here, and we'll talk about that in a second, but you have to like the makeup of the returning veterans of this team. I think you're going to be a team that's going to score some goals too.
Well, you know, certainly I've been very pleased, with what I've seen so far. And it's a credit to any organization, let alone the Chiefs, if you're going to get 9 of your kids going to NHL camps, and a lot of them are NHL signed players too. They're coming back. They're veterans in this league. They came very close last year to going very, very deep in the league. So that's certainly an advantage. And talking to the kids, one of the things that I keep hearing from all the kids that were here last year is that they were so close and they're not satisfied with that. They like to take that next step, and that was a real advantage for me and my associate coach Adam Magno coming in here. Like, we got a team that's ready to win and looking forward to getting to the next level.
Ty Smith, ask you about him. His mind is in New Jersey for sure. He was the last cut there last year. Are you planning at all without Ty Smith here this season?
Well, if in fact Ty does show up here later on in the year, obviously we're going to give him every opportunity to make the hockey team. But he's just an exceptional young man. I haven't had a chance to get to know him at all, but from everybody tells me, he's an incredible young man. Even a better person than a hockey player. So if he stays in New Jersey, it doesn't surprise anybody. If he comes back, that's even better for us, if you want to look at it from a selfish point of view. But we plan without him because the kid is that special.
Did you get enough out of preseason? You played 5 games, maybe didn't get the results you wanted, but are you confident that you have your group and you're settled going into a regular season?
Well, I don't know if a coach is ever really settled if you have enough opportunity. Again, having so many guys away for such a long period of time and just getting guys back, a lot of that work that we put in there for almost 2 weeks there was a lot of our core players weren't there. So having said that though, I gave the opportunity for some of the other players that weren't at camps have the opportunity to know our systems and help our veteran players when they came back get acclimatized here. So we just got some players just back as soon as yesterday. So like anything, there's nothing's ever really perfect, but that's just the way it is, and they're good players, they're smart hockey players, and they'll pick it up real quick.
Okay, it's nice to have the nicest dressed WHL coach back to where he belongs here. Matty, thanks for this.
Thanks very much, appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Couple of players from the U.S. division picked up weekly awards. Seattle Thunderbirds goaltender Roddy Ross was named the Eli Wilson WHL Goaltender of the Week with a 50-save performance in the Thunderbirds' home opener. While Everett Silvertip's forward Bryce Kindop kicked off his season with 6 points in 2 games to be named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, has more from Everett.
Bryce Kindup, congratulations, WHL Player of the Week. The confidence in your game, how can you best describe it right now?
Yeah, I think it's the same, honestly. Obviously, it's a huge honor, but I'm just going to keep playing my game. That doesn't really matter. I'm in it for the long run here for sure, so just keep playing my game and just keep going with it for sure.
After being named captain a couple of weeks back, what do you understand right now as far as the key values that make your position so effective?
Yeah, I think just doing all the little things right on and off the ice. I'm just leading with my work ethic and details on the ice, and then getting the boys going if they need somebody to talk to, or just letting them know anything they need. So I think just keep doing the details right, and good things will come for the team for sure.
You take the mantle now from guys who have had this kind of a leadership role in the last year, a couple of years as well. Guys like Connor Dewar, Riley Sutter, who you played with in the WHL Championship Series, how much have they made a big impact to help you get ready for this kind of role and for this season?
Yeah, obviously I've talked about it a lot. Those guys have done a lot for me, and they've shown me the way of how to be a leader for this team. And obviously living with Connor, like I've always said, he's done a lot for me, and just keep learning from him. Even when he's not here, I'll give him a text if I have to. So they've been awesome, guys like that. And obviously it's a huge honor for sure.
The game that capped off this last weekend was that 6-0 win over Victoria. On a line with Gage Gonsalves, he had a couple of goals. He had 4 assists as well. The elevation of his game, what did you see from this last weekend?
Yeah, obviously I expected that from him. I think he had a really good year last year, obviously. He played some big minutes last year, and I think just he's got that vision. He can make plays like some guys can't. He's a great passer, great skater, so no surprise he had that kind of a game and that kind of a weekend. He's just going to get better from there for sure.
Going to the Colorado Avalanche for development camp and training camp, what did that do for your game as far as seeing what's ahead maybe at the end of this season?
Yeah, I think it just added some, just knowing how guys take care of themselves, how they act like pros, and then I think it just adds some speed into my game, maybe some strength. I might have a little bit of an extra step now, just coming back from that kind of pace, and just taking care of my body off the ice too, just seeing how they act around people. It was a great experience for sure.
You had Kevin Davis in that same room, Bowen Byram. How much did they like WHL guys?
Yeah, obviously the WHL guys got a little closer there. I made a lot of new friends, and obviously seeing Kevin there was awesome. We're really close. He's a great guy, also was a great leader on this team, so obviously whenever I need to talk, he's there too, and it was just great to see him for sure.
What would the 20-year-old Bryce Kindup do if he could go back and talk to the 15-year-old Bryce Kindup? What would he say?
I wouldn't change a lot. I think coming up through the years, I've had a great time every time I've been here. So I think just maybe don't be too stressed out. When I was younger, obviously I was always nervous, always stressed out. I think maybe take it in a little bit more, but can't change that now, and I'm here, so I've been happy with what's happened for sure.
Bryce, good talk. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Mike.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Also, big news coming in this week around the WHL, with 2 top 10 NHL picks being returned to their respective WHL teams. The Vancouver Giants welcoming back defenseman Bowen Byram with open arms. The 4th overall pick of the Colorado Avalanche this summer will make his Giants debut this weekend. That's a big boost for the Giants and perhaps Canada's World Junior team set to compete over the holidays. Meanwhile, in Lethbridge, Dylan Cousins, he has returned after attending training camp with the Buffalo Sabres. Cousins, the 7th overall pick in this summer's NHL entry draft. A significant trade late in the week involved the Kamloops Blazers and the Saskatoon Blades. His 20-year-old forward Ryan Hughes on the move from the Blades to the Blazers in exchange for a 2nd and 3rd-round Bantam pick, along with 18-year-old forward Jersey Orchard. Hughes scored 30 goals and put up 69 points last year, split between Portland and Saskatoon. I caught up with him upon his arrival to his new team. He admits it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Shocking, kind of 24 hours, but and long. I was up early this morning on the getting on the plane, but I'm excited to be in Kamloops now, and I met all the guys now, so excited to get first practice under the way and get ready for this weekend.
Now, I know there is a little bit of familiarity. The Western Hockey League guys just know each other now, either through social media or summer camps and spring hockey, so there's some familiar faces in there.
Yeah, I mean, I've played long enough to know most of these guys and playing against them, and then I know Riley Appel really well. I've worked out with him in the summer, and then played a little spring hockey with Zane Franklin, and know Kobe Moore pretty well. So yeah, there's some familiar faces in there, and it's makes it a lot easier walking into the room.
Does it feel almost like you're back home in the Western Conference now after playing so long in Portland and being, you know, on this side against familiar opponents in the U.S. division? Does it feel like kind of maybe like an old glove here for you?
Kinda. It's always different walking into a new dressing room and new division and everything. So I'd say similar weather. I'm excited for that. Kind of get away with the minus 40 in Saskatoon that I had last year, but. Yeah, like I said, it's exciting for me, family, and everyone to be here in Kamloops.
Kamloops Blazer GM Matt Bardsley knows Hughes and his family well from their time together in Portland.
Yeah, I think Ryan's a pretty dynamic player. You know, he skates well, sees the ice well. He loves to have the puck, but he could distribute the puck. He's got a really good touch around the net, real deceptive in traffic, and you know, pretty shifty on the ice, has a lot of experience in the league, understands the league. He's a player that really enjoys being at the rink, being on the ice at practice, being in games.
He likes what Hughes does to the Blazers' top three lines.
We're real excited. I think, you know, with our forward group, I believe we have a strong group, and I think he just adds to that. You know, I believe our group can be pretty dangerous when everyone's clicking.
And a special congratulations to a friend of the show, Kelowna Rockets broadcaster Regan Bartel, was honored this summer by the BC Hockey Hall of Fame with a Bernie Pascal Media Award, which recognizes commitment and dedication to the promotion within the game of hockey.
In June, when I was told that I was picking up the award, I was taken aback, shocked, and just truly honored that the hockey community would do that for me. And it was a special night down in Penticton. My father, who's 82, is battling jaw cancer. He was there. My wife of 25 years, she also attended the event. So it was a real special time for my family. And when I look back at just the WHL and what it has given back to me, I've seen so many tremendous hockey games. I've seen so many great players come through the WHL. And the fact that I've had the privilege of broadcasting for 5 years in Swift Current and now 20 years here in Kelowna, so many WHL championships and so many Memorial Cup appearances, from a broadcasting perspective, you really couldn't ask for anything more.
Regan's been a WHL broadcaster for 25 years and will be honored this weekend by the Rockets organization. Great job, pal. Enjoy your night. Hey, that's the show. I'm John Key. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.